This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli forces struck the southern Gaza town of Rafah twice overnight, sowing fear in one of the last places where civilians can seek refuge. Israel has widened its offensive against Hamas from the devastated north to southern areas already packed with displaced people. Heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis has displaced tens of thousands of people and cut most of Gaza off from deliveries of food, water, and other vital aid. United Nations officials say there are no safe places in Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe and urged members to demand a ceasefire. But the U.S. appeared likely to block any such effort. Legislation that will provide new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans demanded tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The bill, which includes $20 billion for border security, provides about $50 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine, as well as money for humanitarian and economic aid for the government in Kyiv, plus $14 billion for Israel. The final tally of votes was 49 in favor to 51 against, short of the 60 votes needed to stop debate. Every Senate Republican voted no, along with Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who expressed concerns about funding Israel's, quote, current inhumane military strategy.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots from Asia to Africa. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is one step closer to obtaining a fifth term in office. Lawmakers in Russia's upper house of parliament, the Federation Council, set the date for the country's presidential election next year for March 17th. The 71-year-old Putin has not announced his intention to run again, but is widely expected to do so now that the date has been set. Under constitutional reforms he orchestrated, Putin is eligible to seek two more six-year terms after his current one expires next year, potentially allowing him to remain in power until 2036. European Union leaders are in Beijing Thursday for a summit with President Xi Jinping and other Chinese leaders. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the two sides would discuss how to rebalance our economic relationship.
China is the EU's most important trading partner, but there are clear imbalances and differences that we must address. We both recognize the importance of de-risking and strengthening the resilience of our economies.
Von der Leyen also highlighted a need for the EU and China to use their roles as major world powers to respond to the war in Ukraine and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President Xi said in his opening remarks that China and the European Union must work together to promote world stability and prosperity. The president of the Seychelles Islands has declared a state of emergency amid two separate disasters. A blast at an explosive warehouse on the main island of Mahé caused massive damage to an industrial zone. Meanwhile, three people on the island were killed in flooding triggered by heavy rains. President Wavell Ramkalawan ordered all schools to be closed and said only essential employees and persons traveling will be allowed out of their homes. The Seychelles is an archipelago of 115 islands in the Indian Ocean off the coast of East Africa, famous for its idyllic beaches and high-end tourism. U.S.-based fast food giant McDonald's said Wednesday it is planning to open about 10,000 restaurants globally by 2027 in what could be the restaurant chain's fastest period of growth in its history. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
The news came as McDonald's held a gathering for investors. It says many of the new outlets will be in overseas markets, with more than 3,500 just in China. The country is its second biggest market, and it recently struck a deal to gain greater control over its branches there. McDonald's has been largely unaffected by a choppy year for consumer spending in the US, thanks to its affordable menu. Chief Executive Chris Kempczinski said he was wary about making predictions for next year, but said the consumer had proved to be very resilient. Now the new